Voters in New York will head to the polls on Tuesday for congressional primaries. One of the closely watched races is in our region in the 19th District, which includes 11 counties. Now we bring you the final interview in our four-part series on the candidates. The competitive seat is open as Republican Chris Gibson is not seeking re-election. In the Democratic primary, it's Will Yandick versus Zephyr Teachout. Yandick, a fourth-generation farmer from Columbia County, talks about what he brings to the table in terms of experience and policy approach. Here's why Will Yandick is running.
You know, I'm running for Congress to represent the community that I grew up in, to do all I can to make sure that government works for the middle class again, and to support federal policies that can make upstate New York a place that can hold on to its young people so that they can start businesses and families of their own.
And here's how he sees getting this accomplished.
Now, I think it starts with the investments in infrastructure, and top of that list is really broadband and internet, high-speed internet. And I don't think until we change the FCC regulations that would regulate basic internet service as a utility will we ever see the development of this important infrastructure to the last mile here in rural places like upstate New York. And there are other things that we need to do. We need to work on a farm bill that supports the agriculture that we have in this region. We're never going to employ 80% of the population in farming again, but it's an important ballast, an important baseline of our economy. I think that there are opportunities in healthcare, particularly in senior healthcare. We're one of the rapidly aging districts of the 435 House races. And I think it's investment in clean energy and those technologies which are not only good for the planet but can create jobs right here in upstate New York.
However, there is the matter of working with colleagues across the aisle.
Well, that's something that I'm advancing is a great skill set of mine. And I fully acknowledge that I come from, I'm a Livingston Town board member in a town of 3,600 people. But if I can have those hard conversations about sustainable farming in the New York State Farm Bureau among my conventional farming neighbors, I don't think those conversations are any harder on the House Ag Committee. And similarly, when I point to things like banning fracking, it's one thing to preach to a crowd of Democrats about the need to protect water and move us away from a fossil fuel economy. I've done that to an all-Republican board and in a town where Republicans outnumbered Democrats 2-1. And held firm on those progressive values, but still managed to get Republicans to come on board with it.
The race between Livingston Town Deputy Supervisor Yandick and Zephyr Teachout has been amicable, unlike the contest between the two Republican primary candidates, John Faso and Andrew Heaney. Still, Yandick makes a case for his viability as a candidate.
It's about where you come from and the ability to win beyond the base of your party. Here in New York 19, Democrats are only one-third of registered voters. And although Zephyr is very well known among liberal Democrats, I don't believe that she's ever held elective office or won any votes from independents or Republicans. And again, I fully acknowledge that I come from a small town, but I believe that the skills that I have here in reaching across to win independent Republican voters while still standing firm on my progressive values is something that I have that she doesn't quite have yet. And it comes down to who can win in November. This is a tough seat to win. This is not a Democratic district, and it's an even tougher seat to keep in those off-midterm years. I'm 38. It's good to invest in a congressman when they're young. It takes a long time to get anything done. And I hope to be able to make that case on June 28th.
In addition, Yandick and Teachout do not differ policy-wise in most areas.
Remember, ever since the Federalist Papers were written and our founding fathers tried to understand what the House should be, it is an individual that represents their community. So you're quite correct to point out that on matters of policy, there isn't an awful lot of difference between Zephyr and myself. But voters are not just picking a suite of policies. They're picking a person to represent them, someone that they believe is the vehicle for their concerns and ideas. And I think that I'm the best candidate for that.
One issue on which Yandick and Teachout disagree is the public financing of elections, which Teachout supports.
I'm skeptical about public financing of campaign elections, although I believe there is far too much money in elections today. I don't believe that that remedy will deliver the progressive results we want until we really focus on redistricting reform, because 400 of the 435 House races are not competitive at all. And I don't believe that public financing of those elections is going to change that without redistricting.
Yandick's reaction to June's mass shooting in Orlando is one of highlighting gun violence.
You know, this is something that's personal to me. I am a gun owner. I grew up on a farm where a gun is a very unemotional item. I grew up around my friends and neighbors who use guns recreationally. My father was the president of my local gun club. But we do have a gun violence problem in the United States of America. And there are things that we can do. I supported the recent filibuster in the Congress to at least allow individuals that are on terror watch lists not to have access to firearms. I support expanded federal background checks and also support the resources to make sure that's not just an unfunded mandate, because federal background checks are only as strong as the data that goes into them, and we have to provide that, those resources to state and local officials to report that data.
He believes there are actions to take that do not significantly infringe upon Second Amendment rights while making Americans safer.
I mean, I think background checks are reasonable. I think that waiting for a firearm that you purchase at a gun show is reasonable nationwide. I would oppose reciprocal conceal and carry laws because I think they're a race to the bottom. We here in New York have reasonable laws that make me confident as a citizen, as a gun owner, that someone that applies and receives a conceal and carry permit has gone through a rigorous process to get that. I'm not sure that's the case in all 50 states, and because of that, I would not support reciprocal conceal and carry laws.
Yandick, a farmer himself, discusses some changes needed in the farm bill.
We need to start subsidizing fruits, vegetables, and specialty crops, which are the types of diversified agriculture that we have here in the Northeast, reallocating subsidies away from big soy and big corn towards the kinds of agriculture that we see here in the Northeast. And we've had a farm bill that's been dominated for generations by Midwestern interests. I think there's a real chance to have somebody from the Northeast add their voice to that. We also have to work harder to get young people onto the land. And my predecessor, Chris Gibson, was beginning to work in this direction by helping young people either renegotiate their debt at a lower level or to partner with land trusts in order for them to get onto the land. As you know, land's very expensive in this district. And third, we need to invest more in distribution and packaging facilities, because as somebody that is a farmer, you could spend an awful lot of time growing the product without a lot of extra additional ability to get that product to the lucrative markets that can fetch a good price and a living wage. And we here in New York 19 are a few hours north of the largest domestic food market in the country, and the Farm Bill can do a lot to facilitate the movement of that produce into New York.
The issue of political experience has come into play in the race for the highest office on down.
Remember, let's take a look at the history of this congressional seat. Probably from the left and the right, the two most successful candidates we've had in terms of winning and keeping the seat were Kirsten Gillibrand and Chris Gibson. Both of those individuals never had any state or local legislative experience before they won and kept the seat. What they did is they had the ability to understand the issues in their community, and they worked hard to listen to the interests of their community. I think that's what the background that I come from. I think when I point to my experience, It's one of being able to work with members of diverse political backgrounds, which I think is the real requisite for this job in the age of unbelievable gridlock.